So we've got good news for the EV lover. We've got a record year for EVs and hybrids. Government claiming the Feebate scheme is working. It was launched, of course, July 1st. There have been 57,000 EVs and hybrids registered, which is an increase of 56% on the previous year. Market shares jumped from 3% in 2020 to 8% in 2021. The Transport Minister, Michael Wood, is with us. Morning.
Good morning, Mike.
You like hydrogen?
Oh, look, I'm open to all of these forms of fuel which can lower the emissions from our vehicles. Hydrogen definitely will have a role to play. We, as you said, we have got a trial of a hydrogen vehicle that Toyota are currently running around central Auckland. So we're watching that with interest. And, of course, our clean car discount scheme will also incentivise the use of other zero-emission forms like hydrogen.
OK. Part of the problem with the EV thing at the moment is you'll be aware that the cost of making an EV, the bits and pieces that go into an EV, have doubled in the last year. So for all of its advantages, and you're now seeing the disadvantages.
Well, look, there are pressures going on car makers of all different kinds, including EVs. The key thing is that we still have a large number of them who are available, which are under the price cap under the Clean Car Discount Scheme. So we're still providing good support for Kiwis to get a cleaner car.
Have we got, given this Feebate scheme hasn't been fully rolled out properly until relatively recently, do we have a full picture yet?
Not entirely yet. You're right, the full scheme came in from the 1st of April this year. That's when it opened up to a wider range of hybrid vehicles, and the fees also came on the most polluting vehicles. We saw in March and April, around the time that it kicked in, that we've now gone up to about 20% EVs in terms of vehicles being imported and about 45% EVs and hybrids. So a massive increase, but we think that there might be further benefits that, that come through.
But it's a massive increase off a tiny base. If you look at the complete fleet at the moment, there are 4.7 million cars in the country, of which 0.75% are pure electrics.
Correct, that's right. We're starting off with a large number of vehicles which aren't clean vehicles, and we're trying to improve that. Remember that even with the petrol vehicles, many of the vehicles we're getting in, though, we're getting in are much cleaner than the ones that we're replacing. Mm. And the clean car discount will actually apply to some of the cleanest petrol vehicles as well. But this is also why in the budget this year, we've put in place $500 million of investment for the scrap and replace scheme to incentivise Kiwis to get out of the old dungers and get into a cleaner vehicle.
That's still your problem, though, because you're spruiking in your press release this business of the new vehicles, the big sales of the new EVs. People who can afford new EVs aren't the people who are driving the 14, 15, 20-year-old cars who need to scrap them, are they? They don't have the money for a new car.
Well, it's actually a really interesting point, because under the Clean Car Discount Scheme, the two biggest selling vehicles are the Toyota Aquis and the Toyota Prius, and the average price for them is both around the $17,000 to $18,000 mark.
Used.
So, yes, there are the more expensive pure EVs, but we're also supporting Kiwis to get into hybrids, which are also often at a more affordable price.
That price you gave on a Prius is used, right?
Correct.
Right, so yeah, all right. So because there's no way you're buying a new Prius for $17,000. And for $17,000 on a Prius, to be perfectly frank, you're buying a fairly old car. Be that as it may, should you even be spruiking hybrids, given according to the EU they're banning all combustion engines and a combustion engine is found in a hybrid?
Well, look, over time, we are clearly going to transition to zero emissions vehicles because that's what the manufacturers themselves are doing. By 2030, 2035 in most cases. But as we transition towards that, hybrids are a really useful way of us lowering our emissions. So we've been practical about this. Zero emissions is the best. We want to drive as many people as possible towards that. But we're going to be practical and offer people the opportunity for hybrids at a lower price in the meantime as well.
Interesting.
And bear in mind, it saves people a lot of money at the moment with petrol prices going up.
Yeah, that's true. That's the upside of it. There's no question about that. Yeah. You've paid out $18 million. Here's your next problem. You've paid out $18 million, but you've only collected $14 million, so you're going backwards.
Well, that's right. There was, in the first couple of months, there's been a slightly higher payout rather than the rebates coming in. But we've got a $300 million fund that we still believe will suffice for approximately a 10-year period. We do expect that to be balanced out more as time goes on, but we'll keep a close eye on it. And we've given ourselves the ability year by year to tweak the settings to make sure that it remains in balance.
All right, mate. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Michael Wood, who is the Transport Minister.